Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Very happy to be here with all of you. And I hope that you'll enjoy the next hour as we... As we bring you insight, maybe some lively conversation, and hopefully caring support if that's what you're in need of right now. So glad to have you with us. I want to remind everyone, especially those who are brand new with us, need to know that we are using an ordinary deck of playing cards for for intuitive perception as we read the cards. So it's important for you to bear in mind that this is not tarot card reading, not oracle card reading, although Jim is going to share with you, I think they're angel cards. He'll tell you about
them. They are indeed.
In a moment. And also, you need to be aware that I will use a full 24-card layout for each of your calls. And should we turn to Facebook, the same will be true. So I just wanted to mention that it gives me a very good look at the landscape of your life. For instance, there'll be some past, some present, and of course your path to the future. What makes this method so incredibly dynamic and empowering is that as we look at your future, if you feel there are things that you would like to see changed, you are able to make those changes while you're living right now in the present. So I'm going to turn this over to Jimbo, and he's going to give you some more information.
Welcome, everybody. We want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We'd also like to remind all the folks that are joining us tonight that if you happen to be international, in other words, not in the United States of America, let us know and we'll give you live international shout-outs. Like, we'll start off with Laura up north in Canada, the neighbor to the north. International shout-out, welcome. But anytime you roll in, if we don't recognize you, kind of just make it clear that you are international, whether you're calling or if you're on Facebook, because we are doing both tonight. Indeed, we are. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in to get your free reading. When you call in, you'll hear a message that says, you can listen to the show while you wait. And that statement is true as true can be. If you have extended periods of silence, something probably went wrong. And at some point, you're going to want to just hang up and call back. And quite often, that'll fix it. Facebookers, you know the routine. If you're not new, if you're new, we'll tell you anyway. So primarily a call-in show. If the calls lapse, we get any gaps, we will definitely turn to the Facebook folks. But we just can't guarantee anything there. Yesterday was that show for you folks. Alternate Wednesdays only guarantee Facebook readings. All the other nights, just a crapshoot. So you got to see what you shall see. But either way, folks, when you hear that sound, that means your free reading is coming to an end. So please let it do so. It's not time to extend the reading. There's other folks waiting. Typically, we don't get everybody in an hour. So...
We try.
But you guys can help on that when you're getting your reading.
Yeah.
It's to respect the harp. Let it come to an end. But before you depart, I shall draw you a single card out of the Healing Angel deck. And I will read that to you. And then we'll move on to the next poison. All right? So we got that going for us. All right. I didn't even get a chance to look at these. What do we got today? So far, it's a monkey goat. International Pizza Cake Day. I don't know about that.
What is a pizza cake?
I don't know. I guess it's actually really just a big giant pizza stack. It talks about a stack of pizzas.
Oh,
that's the cake.
Stack.
That'd be pretty
badass. I didn't know it was called that.
I've never seen stacked pizza, so.
I want to see them cut that.
Yeah, well.
Oh, and there's a good one.
National Animal Cracker Day.
Yeah.
Yes, animal crackers in my soup.
You know, they work. In the absence of a box of cereal, they work.
Yeah, it feels like it, too.
Yeah, when you're really needing to eat something fast, crush up some animal crackers, a little bit of milk, you're on your way.
Yes, National Newspaper Columnist Day, just for the columnists out there, which are different than the ones that are fact reporting. It's not the same thing.
That's true. That's true.
I shouldn't say fact reporting. They still do typically. They mix facts and opinions.
Well,
they have to still do facts.
Reporters are reporting the news.
Right. They're yes.
Columnists are commenting on the news.
Yeah, and they're throwing in some opinion in there or
yeah.
An angle. It's almost like an essay, I think.
I think people are aware.
Okay. Well, not everybody is, Deb. Not everybody, especially now with the newspapers pretty much a thing of the past. You know, people kind of just read stuff on the internet and not pay attention to what, who, what, where, when it is.
Well, you do have to check out the source, you know.
Yeah.
Because you can be getting news that is really half-baked.
Well, people get a kick out of making fake news and watching it spread. People just get a charge out of it. They do it, like, right away when something happens. Especially the ones that like watching. There's folks out there that just love conspiracy theories. They just thrive on it. And the people know that, and they just throw crap out there, and the conspiracy theorists go, oh my God, look at, oh my God, I told you, oh my God, government, oh my God, you know, so it's like, yeah, okay.
Well, hello, Debbie.
We have another Debbie
here. Wonder where Homestead is.
It says Falcon Crone.
Oh.
She says, I'm assuming Key West High School. I guess that would be Key West, Florida.
Homestead, Florida?
Yep, must be. Miami area.
Ooh,
okay.
Miami.
South Beach. They've had warm weather.
That's where all the beautiful
long
people
before we
go.
Got warm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also mini. It's also kind of very Cuban.
We're very happy to have you, Jim.
Indeed we are. Welcome. All right. Let's start off. You got anything before we do start off, Deb?
You know, not really today.
Nothing. You have nothing to say. You want to talk about things that maybe got shot in your arm or anything like that?
Yeah,
or?
We thought we would do tonight kind of as a inspirational moment that we had. I went today and I got 3 vaccinations. Yeah, the pneumonia, which I've never had pneumonia, never had a vaccine, but they recommended it. And I got RSV, which my sister did contract RSV, and I'll tell you, that girl suffered. So I took that one too. And of course, a COVID booster. Oh yeah. Anyway, we thought, just in case I'm not up to par tomorrow. So we'll see. All right. So we're here for you tonight.
International shout out to Virgil in England.
Virgil.
The first English has arrived. All right. Yeah. So basically, you know, like any vaccine, sometimes if your body, which is what's the intent of the vaccine, is your body to go, hey, look at this thing that's in me. I should put antibodies out to fight it. And sometimes you'll get symptoms even though you're not really sick.
Yeah.
So just in case tomorrow she has a problem with it.
I have a very sensitive system when it comes to drugs,
and it's
vaccines.
And it's unpredictable.
Mm-hmm. So
she'll see what tomorrow
when
brings.
When it comes to drugs, I hallucinate unbelievable things.
You're
so
unbelievable.
That's a good song. There you go. All right, let's get moving.
All right, let's take our first caller. Our first caller is area code 310. That area code is California.
Hello there.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi. You're a brave soul, Deb, so getting all those shots today. So this is Susan from California, then Oklahoma, and now I'm in Florida.
Sure.
Oh, this is
Susan.
Our Susan that is book as well.
Yes. Good to have
that
you
is
with us.
That is your best experience, folks, if you can do both.
Yeah.
Call in and then be on Facebook so you can watch. You can actually watch Deborah lay the cards down.
So, Susan, how's it going?
That's right. Well, it's been an interesting week, so that's why I actually called. I've been having some challenges at work, actually, since I got here. But I'm just wondering if you see them dissipating anytime soon.
In the workplace?
Yes,
or
work.
Yeah.
Work. Problems, and she's wondering if they will go away, I guess, basically, if they will work themselves out. I'm sure this has to be coworker related, right?
Yeah, actually my boss. So.
No boss, okay, yeah, boss, that's even worse. But yeah, coworkers, at least you're an equal.
Are you still looking, Susan, to relocate?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I had planned to stay here. So, and I planned to plow through it. Because I'm not a quitter, so... But I was thinking about moving to North Carolina, but that was the universe. It was really weird. It basically told me don't go there. So
universe will lead you along. Sometimes it's obvious. Sometimes it's not. The cards are down.
Well, the universe, you know, in terms of it reflects back to us. It mirrors quite a bit of our emotions, what we're like. If you are manifesting worry without even realizing it or anger, it's going to basically say to you, hey, you love this, so I'm going to give you more. Well, in your case, I want you to know that your boss actually holds you in very high personal esteem. Now, he or she may have a very a difficult way in showing it. But I really think the two of you can come to a point of agreement where all of this is going on for you and what this can be resolved. And I think it will be something you'll be able to put behind you. And I hope that helps.
Yeah, it does. It was it was interesting because it all came to a head yesterday. And I really stood up for myself, and I actually threw some things right back at her, and she looked very surprised, like, oh, I'm doing that? Oh, you know, so I don't know if we're supposed to have this interaction so that we both can learn from it,
that would be the best as far as a solution here. And there seems to be a third individual through work, a male here. I don't know if he's going to focus or present himself, I should say, as a somewhat of a mediator. But there is somebody here who wants to help to bring this, you know, to a point of resolution between both of you.
Yeah, I don't know about that person yet, but I'll be sure to look out for him.
Yeah. Be careful with your money. I see something in here that is saying just be cautious. Check your accounts. You know, remember that those hackers and all out there, they love to start with small, very small amounts on your accounts. Just see if that'll go through, and then they will hammer you. So just be aware. Just be aware. There is a female you work with who, for lack of a better way to put it, she's got a big mouth. And this is somebody that does talk about you, not necessarily in a maligning or defaming kind of way, but she is, maybe you can think who this is, somebody who you enjoy her company and she enjoys yours. But I think she tells too much, talks too much.
Talking a lot of coworker?
Yeah.
A lot of those at work.
Yeah.
Depends on how many people you work with. The more people you work with, just like in life and city life, the more you're going to have the certain types, and you're going to have the ones that don't mean any ill will, but they love to gossip, right?
Yeah,
right.
They do. Right. So be Switzerland as much as you can be.
Don't take a side.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that can, that can
okay.
keep you out of trouble. Yep. That should definitely keep you out of trouble.
All right. We'll see what the angels have.
Angel. Wow. This one is actually from a specific archangel. Archangel Raphael. Feel yourself surrounded by my emerald green light. I, Archangel Raphael, offer you healing and solace. The storm clouds will soon clear, and the sun will shine eternally bright.
Good one.
Well, I like that one.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Yes. So the storm clouds shall clear, it says.
Good.
Awesome. Well, hey, thank you for holding patiently and being our first caller. We do appreciate that.
Yes, Susan, always.
Well, and thank you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah,
enjoy
I love
yourself.
You guys. So thank you.
Oh, we love you too.
Long time.
And
all right.
It's amazing. somebody will come on my mind, and within a few days, we're hearing from them.
Okay.
And I was wondering, thinking about Susan, wondering, gee, I wonder how she's doing.
You wonder. Oh,
here she is.
Yeah. There she is. All right. We're going to move it on, right, Deb?
We are.
Area code 860, which is tied to Connecticut. 860, welcome to the show.
Hello there. Glad to have you with us.
Hello, 860. Are you here? We give them a minute. Sometimes maybe they wouldn't think they were going to get on that soon.
There.
Waiting for some 860.
Uh-oh.
Well, it happens. I'm going to mute them. And I'll unmute him in a little bit. Maybe that will get their attention. Hello, 860, are you here? Are you here? You are not here. All right, we shall move on and go back to it. We will not hang up. Maybe they had to go to the toilet, as Archie Bunker would say.
Toilet?
Yep, that's what he would say.
I said that.
Yeah, oh, yeah. 520,
Lisa.
There
she is.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. You saved my life. Thank you. I'm just
dead.
Yes, I am a lifesaver.
Yeah, for sure. For
international
sure.
shout out to Andre from Portugal.
Who?
Andre.
Oh. Okay.
Welcome. All right, anyway, back to Lisa.
Well, I've been looking for a new place to live, and it's very dismal. And, you know, I'm looking outside of town. I'm looking everywhere. And I had talked to the neighbor yesterday after not really talking to him, you know, since Friday, the party, and asked him, you know, could he help me with some repairs? And so we went just now to the hardware store to pick up some parts, and he's acting so distant, just very, you know, chop, chop. And I'm, you know, trying to be chatty a little. It's hard. And so he finished the repair and then went right back into his place. And this whole weekend, you know, there's a lot of music stuff going on around town. And I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to go. You know, I'll probably go by myself, which is okay. You know, I have no problem going by myself. I don't know a lot of people. I'm feeling really down, though. This is really hard.
Yes,
it's
it
hard.
Is. Absolutely.
And I just wish, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with him. I don't know if he thinks I was with that guy that I left the party with. I guess it doesn't matter. I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea what's going on.
If we try to look at him as a normal individual reacting normally, you could figure that out pretty well.
We're out of luck.
But if you look at it from the point of view of, say, let's say the word.
A maggot.
No.
A dragonfly.
No,
a four-eyed motherfucker.
I went to say masochist, but that.
She meant narcissist.
Yeah, I did.
I knew what she meant, but I had to screw with her.
So he is really pushing buttons here with you. And you have such a giving heart. You do have love for this man, but I am concerned as he play acts, it has always been in your cards that he fears and feels very insecure about losing you, yet it's as if he doesn't want anybody else to have you, but he's not sure he wants you either.
International shout out to Olay in Lebanon. International shout out. All right, back to Lisa.
So the thing is, now you're feeling a normal reaction to this man. And I think that he would be very smug and feeling egotistical to know that. See?
And he does not. And I'd never tip my hand like that. I would never, ever. I'm the hostess with the mostest, chatting and, this is what I went and had lunch with so-and-so and, that kind of thing.
But you're starting to look, and that is going to bring with it its own kind of distress. It's a house, apartment hunting, house hunting. It is stressful. And I don't know if you're like me, but I have the ability to walk into a place and know whether I could live there or not, not even using any intuition. It's just something you feel the minute you walk in the door.
Well, on the other side of it is, I was telling him when we drove up, I was being kind of cagey. I said, people come here to help me, fix whatever in my place. And they tell me they're stunned by how much room, the kind of place that I have for the amount of money. And there's no way, Jose, that I'm finding any of that out there. I mean, it is what it is. It is what it is. And so I'm even willing to look at, increasing it a tiny bit more. And then I start to think, oh, dear, what should I do? If I didn't have my former girlfriend who fucked me over, I just want to drop out of this circle. I want to disappear. I just want to let them have at it with each other. Whatever they want to do with each other, let them do it. I'm not going to stand in the way. I just want to, go do my own life somewhere else. I don't want to be part of the drama anymore.
Well, that is actually a very productive choice to make, to step aside, to let this circus go on without you.
Yeah.
And your own, Jim, you can help me out. If I help her find her own
circle.
Pick and choose. Just pick and choose. I mean, I have no problem making friends. I knew this woman for years, and there's another coffee that I go to separate from the one that I've been talking about. It's very low-key. It's very conservative people that go there. And the woman had, the sister of the host had asked me to go to lunch with her, and I thought, oh, this is going to be fucking boring. And I put a game face on, and I said, okay, let's go. And, man, that woman had some life stories that made my jaw drop on the floor. I was just so incredibly impressed by her. And
wow.
I had some time with her. I mean, I have no problem making friends. And what I'm pledging myself is to make more friends that are calm, peaceful, not where we're out nightclubbing and yahoo, I mean, that was a novelty. I'm not saying I'm not going to do it again. I'm not saying that, but I don't know, Deb.
I'm
really whacked out. I'm just so whacked out. I don't, if somebody said, what do you want? I don't know. I wish I'd never moved here.
You're a woman. They never, ever know what they want. So that's normal.
I wish I'd
never moved here. And you men never have that, right?
We always know what we want.
Mm.
Poontang.
We want vanilla ice cream with chocolate syrup on it.
See, that's what I'm talking about right there. That's what I'm talking about, see? Yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today.
I plan on going to Tammy and Danny's coffee tomorrow. They have a real nice, I thought she was not a good friend, but, you know, at the party she was very sweet, very kind, and I just thought, you know, I'm going to go back there and find out, you know, who's going to what music thing, because there's a whole big stuff going on these next few days. And, I mean, I'll know people. I mean, I don't have a problem in going anywhere by myself. I have no problem at all. In fact, it's better because sometimes you can, you know, draw more attention to you. And anyway, it is what it is.
Well, what do you think you're really reacting to right now? Is it the neighbor and, you know, the way he's conducting himself? Is it okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's
said he won't
be
step up. He won't step up and just be a regular friend, you know, that he won't. I don't know what's going on in his head, you know, that he's like very chop-chop and then chop-chop back to his, you know, just very, I don't know, it could be his own chop-chop stuff that's going on in his life, who knows. But, you know, I was yakking it up about, you know, I went here for coffee, I had this great time, and I'm telling him about this woman's glamorous life, and then, you know, I talked about another situation. I was just making talk. And, you know, he was asking me questions about it and commenting, but I don't know. I really do want to move, though. I really do, because I know that would open up the door to a lot of different things for me.
It will.
I think.
Well, okay. You and I both know. I know from the cards. You know from your experience. He is driven by mood swings, big time. I mean, you realistically don't ever really know what that man is going to be like from one day to the next, right?
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of fighting in the past that went on. And I sense from card reading, sometimes people thrive on that. Not you. Certainly not you. And I cannot stand to be around a lot of, you know, arguments and discord and all of that. I grew up that way. I can't live like that. So, but he's jerking you around big time. I mean, on the one hand, on the one hand, he talks of the future, you know, do a business together. We'll buy a house.
Not lately.
Been a long, long time.
Yes, but he has had these moments.
Yeah, in the past.
Sure.
And you know what was going on with me? Yeah. I was in a head space where I came here. I didn't know if I was on planet Pluto. I had lost someone very dear and close to me for many decades.
Right.
We were together. And so my head was spinning. And, you know, they told me, oh, this is a gay man, and he's trustworthy. I've even brought that up to him, you know, several months back. They told me you could be trusted. No.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he did a lot of wonderful things for you in terms of healing. He really did.
I don't know about
that. When I first met you, you were a bit of a dumpster fire. All right, when we first met.
Yeah, and when he would grab me, in the beginning he would grab me and he'd put his face in my hair and he'd say, we make a great team together. You know, he's retired from his industry. He says, I build them, you market them. I mean, he would do things like that. Or he would say, when coming back from a trip, he'd say, do you think that people like us get married to each other? You know, that kind of shit. Or when I'm going to go get my grandson, he'd tell me, listen to the song. This is what he would tell me. That song, Good Morning Sun. What was that song the Beatles sang? Good Morning Sunshine? Or You Are
Sunshine.
That one. And if I listened to the lyrics and I texted him. I said, I love this song, you know. And then I would ask him when I'm taking another trip to get my grandson, I said, suggest another song to me. And he didn't. you're right about mood swings. I don't know.
Mood swings, and I don't know how any other way to put this except right out there. He enjoys mind-fucking you.
International shout-out to Jeanette in Canada, neighborhood
Hello,
of the North.
Jeanette.
Welcome.
Yeah, he likes to mind-fuck people.
The Canadians outnumber the English.
Oh, yes, Canada.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, anyway, but see, now you are an irritant to him, from what I see. You won't fall like a ton of bricks. You used to really adore him, and I think you even demonstrated that or said those things to him.
You licked his body parts.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yes, and you got no response, like he was some kind of frickin' robot.
And I'm going to put this out there because I would love to sit and read this man's cards because deep down inside, I believe he doesn't like women. And that is, you know, of course, he went off on a kink there with those guys. But I think underneath it all, he really doesn't like women.
You know, you could have something there because I did have a dream. Occasionally my dreams are foretelling, and I saw him walking off with a pack of men after he and I had sex in my dream. And
of course.
You saw in the cards several readings ago that he was going to, you said under sure to come true, he was going to take off and go on a trip with a bunch of gay men or whatever.
Yeah,
and,
well,
but, you know.
Remember that.
Yeah. So who knows? Only the shadow knows, I guess. I don't know why I'm so upset.
Well, eventually, and everybody I think will nod yes to this, eventually you are going to be so beyond these feelings that you'll wonder what in the world you were thinking.
I know. I mean, I do it now. Part of me thinks, you know, what is it I want? I don't want him. I don't want him. He's not the Mr. Right forever. He's not. He's not. Good grief, no.
But, you know, he showed himself initially in readings as that he was. But he turned out to be too much frickin' work. I mean, you were constantly having to apologize and, you know, suck up to him.
It's kind of a moody bitch. That's what he is. Yes.
Well, and the breaking point was in August.
Menstruates.
You know, when he broke up, you know, he got mad. And then we didn't really come back together ever, really.
Yeah.
But the flaccid Sultan called me. He said, there's your boyfriend, when we were in the grocery store the other day.
Yep.
When we're all getting ready separately to go to the party. And I thought, why did he call me that? Why did he tell me that, the flaccid Sultan?
He's a whole different character. That's a whole different ball game. And so there.
Your boyfriend's over there, he said.
He probably likes to stir the pot.
Oh, he does.
That's all. I mean, I could say doing that too. Stir the pot and then watch the fireworks type of guy, maybe. Yeah, there's a lot of people like that who'll say that. Hey, there's your boyfriend. There's your girlfriend.
Well,
there,
and I
know.
Think he's embellished a
knowing
lot
there's trouble
about
in paradise.
The bar.
And stuff. They probably embellish to each other quite a bit, I would imagine.
Your neighbor is, I didn't mean to yell at everybody, but
she's yelling.
Your neighbor is now considering buying a house. Remember, he's very erratic. Sometimes I see him, he's thinking of going back to the girlfriend. The ex back east, you know, and now he's saying, we'll say intuitively, he's saying, yeah, I'm going to either buy or build, get a house built. And you are really going to see him in action when he finds out you're moving.
I can't find a place. It's so dismal. I don't see right here. I have a cream of the crop place in this price range, and there's no crime, you know, in the places that I'm looking at, I'm like, oh my God. Plus I think in terms of bringing my grandson there, and I'm, oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, they're shacks, aren't they? Aren't these terrible?
No, I don't know. It's like give and take. You know, you know what it is. When you feel like you have to move, and then you think, well, this place ain't so bad, but then him next door, the energy next door.
Yeah, I think it's sad for your own mental health to be next to that, because you are, I think that you are highly empathic, and you soak up energy from others. Okay.
Deb, and, you know what? The morning of the party on Friday, we were really going great guns with each other. We were very friendly with each other. Everything was fine. He was on the phone with me. He says, tell me what you're going to make for the potluck. And then what happened, Deb? What was the breaking point?
Well, he
is broken.
That's it. He is broken.
He's a broken son of a bitch, so he can't expect normal behavior and normal reactions.
Yeah.
You can't plan. Because your AM was good, that the PM will be good too, because he's broken. He's broke. He's broke. His brain is broke. He needs glue for his brain. His brain's busted.
And the way Jim's putting it, I think, is really quite it.
International shout out to Suzanne in Scotland. The Scots are here.
So,
take out your bagpipes, bitches.
Yeah, I wish that I had the credentials, Lisa, that I could help you. I really don't. I only have what little training I've had, but to me, there's something wrong with him.
Yes, he is defective, and if you got him from Amazon, you would just bring him back. But you can't take that so
it's okay.
Back.
No, it's fine. No, I'm not taking him back. I'm not taking him back. I just thought, you know, if we were friendly and...
I meant return him like an Amazon product. He's broken.
Oh, yeah.
You're stuck with him living next door till one of you moves. You're going to be stuck with that broke bastard living next door.
Yeah, and I've got to tell you, I see here that eventually he's going to start to get, what's a good word for this? Like
pissy?
Pissy toward her.
Well, he kind of was today. Yeah. He's very cold and
he's going to keep
didn't
that
want to
up.
Have engage in conversation, just do a couple things, get the hell out of here. That was, you know, that's what that was. That was being pissy.
And, you know, I'll tell you what, and please don't take this too much to heart.
Don't.
But one thing that is true that I know in my own experience, the experience of others, when you go to completely like cut off a relationship with somebody like this, it's very dangerous. It's a dangerous time.
It's a dangerous time.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that she's in danger, but if there was danger, now would be the time. Soon.
Soon.
If there was. There isn't always, like anything in life, you don't know. You know, anytime people hook up with get a boyfriend, girlfriend, that could be some kind of psychopath you didn't know existed. You don't know
it
now, ever.
Right,
I shouldn't say nowadays, any
he's
day.
He's being pissy, but he's going to probably escalate a little. And, you know, look, you were very dependent on him before in ways that he...
Emotional dependency.
Yes. And now you're leaving parties. And remember, appearances are everything.
Yeah, you got no problem doing your own thing.
You left with a man. As far as he knows,
he really
down the street, turned a trick in the car.
Did he really think that I mean, the guy didn't get in the car. He's just helping me put stuff in. Did he really think that I was with someone else?
Yeah. It's right here.
He did?
And in fact, he would have no trouble going up to a guy and saying, hands off, buddy.
Yeah, but a lot of those dudes, their brains are broken.
Yeah.
They're broken. Anytime a guy talks to their girlfriend, they think automatically something's going on. Automatically, you son of a goddamn bitch. You cheating whore. You get pissed off at both of them.
Yeah.
That's a broken person.
And then when she gets home, there's hell to pay.
There's hell to pay.
Yeah. So you might consider yourself lucky that this didn't evolve into this big, hot, and heavy, you know, thing with him. But I think Jim is right. He's broken.
He's broke. He's defective. They should return him. Yep, yep. They should return him. But you cannot return a human being. All right, Lisa, here is your angel card. It's a healing angel card. So the subject is heart song. And the question. Well, it starts out with a question. What is your heart saying? Stop and listen. Your truth lies within the empty spaces between your thoughts. Your truth shines through you. From within your soul, your truth is that which is eternal and unchanging. Your truth is love.
Yeah, well, I have some stuff for you tomorrow. I'll be in touch with you noon my time, Lisa. Okay.
Yeah, he's kicked me to the curb. When we were leaving, you know, the house, he said, well, we might have to come back and get more equipment. And then on the way back, he said, you just have to call the plumber. He was cutting me loose. And, you know, it is what it is.
And it's too bad you can't think to yourself, well, good riddance to how does that go? Bad rubbish, something like that.
Well, it's probably, it needed to happen. One of you needed to make that move.
And look at yourself, because it seems like that is triggering a sense of abandonment. Of rejection in you. Maybe you might have to go the way back.
No, it's there was a friendship thing there. And, you know, even when we were in the store, he was talking more to the staff member than to me. And, you know, when I'd ask, well, what about this? He'd talk to the staff member, to the store personnel, more than me. He'd give the store personnel the answer.
Well, so maybe he really wasn't invested in that friendship like you thought he was. Obviously, he was investing in that friendship for his own self-personal gain when it suited him.
Exactly. Maybe it was just not to be alone.
As soon as you weren't staying on his ideal pathway, he said, fuck the friendship, basically. I don't need it.
No,
which
true.
Is very self-centered. It's very self-centered and narcissistic. I mean,
it is
what it is right there, unfortunately.
I mean, it's like he thinks he's God's gift to the world. And because you have, for several months
now, you got your own brain now.
You've treated him exactly like a very independent woman.
Yeah, you got your own brain now. You're not just going to have your entire life revolve upon exactly everything he wants to do and put up with his crap. You're done with that. And now he's not a happy camper.
No, he's not. And he's thinking, you're the one that caused all the trouble.
Of course, automatically.
You're always to blame.
Yes.
Right?
Narcissist is never the person to blame ever.
Oh, they do.
They have never done anything wrong. Or they say, well, I have, but no, not in this case or something. The best you can get out of them. No, not right now. It's our about. So.
I have one amongst my children.
All right.
And I'll tell you what, they're very hard to deal with. Very hard.
Indeed. Well,
I mean,
Lisa,
I've even said to him, hey, you know, I apparently dumbfucked my way in order to be able to be an adult human being, putting five people out in the world, and yet you tell me I'm stupid. Okay, so.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
it's hard. It is. And yet, if I say anything more, it escalates. And then everything is, you started it, Mom. You're the one who did all this. And I reach a point that the winning move is not to pay. So, yeah. And I have had a husband like that. Stayed way too long. I did. I think we only had 2 years together, but we didn't get divorced for like 10.
Yeah.
And, so I'm just saying to you, the world is full of these people. I don't know where they come from. And... you know, I just, I feel bad for you, but try to see this more as a teaching moment for you rather than a waste of time. Because in a way, you've been given a gift. You may not see it for another year.
No.
But you'll recognize these red flags in other people. And the woman that betrayed you, she's your Judas. All right, so if you take it to the Bible and all, you know, Jesus had Judas. And now you recognize what a betrayer looks like. And it hurts. There's no doubt about it. These things hurt like hell. So, yeah. But there are good things here. You're going to go forward. You have a beautiful future ahead of you. There's so much in you as a gift. I mean, I really admire you in lots
Thank
of ways.
You.
Seriously, hon.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm just looking forward to being by myself. I mean, physically, you know, in a new place where I'm just by myself.
You know, when you reach that level of contentment, that is when real love will come along. It'll be like
I've been by myself. You know, I've been by myself prior. I raised my kids. You know, I've had zones in my life where I've been by myself. I'm fine by myself. And that's what I'm looking forward to, is just not feeling what I feel right now inside of me. You know, I didn't see it coming. I didn't see whatever's going on right now. I didn't see it coming.
And it's a loss. And it's the death of a dream. You know, relationships, when they end, they die. And it's
scary. You know, when he would say, do people like us get married to each other? I got scared because I thought, oh, you know, wait a minute. You know, I'm not really thinking seriously like that. Inside, deep down in my toenails, I thought that. You know,
think that would have been more like ownership to him rather than marriage.
And he might never have intended to actually go through it. That might have been just a toss-up question out there to see for a reaction. But
All
right. Well, Lisa.
Okay.
Yeah.
We
thank you.
Plan on being here tomorrow. So that's our plan.
We are.
Tomorrow's Friday. Yeah. Card Friday. That's our plan.
And I don't think I'm going to turn into a zombie.
99% chance. There's a 1% chance that she could have a little side effect.
If
but
anything,
we don't. She hasn't yet. So.
Anything, it itches. Like maybe the guy hit a nerve.
Yeah, and tomorrow it'll probably feel like she got punched in the arm. That's typically what you get.
Well, then I'll just have to give you a nice slug in the air.
It won't bother me. I didn't get any vaccines today. You punch away,
you
bitch.
That's one thing I've learned about men, whether they're friends, lovers, husbands. If we women step up and we act like we got a pair and we give them a nice slug or whatever, we have to be prepared for the payback. And I've never wanted to step
you don't
into
open
that
door.
Arena.
Just don't open the door. Huh? Yeah, don't open that door. That's all. It's a door that does not need to be opened.
Thank you, Ole.
Thank you very much.
And Lisa, you have been amazing for this show all this time. You really have.
Yes, you are a winner.
You are. Truly. I mean, boy.
That's right. From frickin' cactus shower curtains to tater tot casseroles, you have triumphed and you have overcame. Like a Marine. Improvise, adapt, and overcome. And she has done that just like she's a United States Marine.
Semper Fi.
Do or die. Woo, woo. Yes.
You're so funny, you guys. Thank you.
All right. We shall be in touch. You call us again show.
We're going to come someday and have a pajama party with you.
Interesting.
Jimbo.
Very interesting. All right. Anyway.
All right. Take care, honey. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Do or die.
Do or die. Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something. Yeah.
All right. We have a quick little gap before the show ends. Facebook, this is your shot. It's not even alternate Wednesday, but you have a window.
So it looks like
you have an opening.
You're going to be wearing a hat pretty soon.
Oh, there's a lot of weeks left.
Is there?
Yeah, there's a lot of games left to be played. I don't mind. I like, you know, I used to wear ball caps since I can remember anything when I was a kid all the time. We'd wear them a lot because I grew up out in the sticks, the country, the rural parts of Duluth, and you wore a ball cap for many reasons. One, you helped keep the mosquito. You could spray it down with off or cutter and help keep the mosquitoes off your frickin' head. Two, when you're walking around in the trees, Minnesota's full of pine trees, helps keep pine tar out of your hair. Better to get it on a goddamn hat. If you get that sap in your hair, you're done until it grows out or you cut it out.
And
you are done.
And the seagulls down by Lake Superior, when they will put, you know, when droppings come from them, I felt like I was shot, had literally been shot by a gun right here.
So, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Jim, that's why you have the
Well, then plus sports, you wear hats, you know. I mean, hockey, you got to wear a hockey helmet, you know, helmet hair, blah, 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 motorcycle helmet, blah, 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 lots of blahs. Facebookers. Or type it. Either if you can't Facebook, type it now. We got a short amount of time left, but plenty of time for one single reading. And I'll
Wait. Is Rachel still here? She had tried
calling never saw
in.
Her. Or did you call her by accident?
No, I don't think
she hasn't typed the word in here, Deb. The thing said your audio call. She didn't answer, so I think you did it by accident.
Oh, my God.
Yep. She'll have to do some splaining to her.
Virgil, it's a sight to be seen.
PJs. I haven't worn PJs since I was very young. Imagine that.
I bought you some that you wear. Those are pajamas.
Oh, they're pajamas, but they're T-shirt and shorts. It's not your traditional pajamas, like little zebras all over them, long sleeve shirts, long
they're
sleeve
flannel.
Pants. Or pajamas with footies in them. They're not flannel.
Yeah, well, there's not going to be any naked sleeping around here. You know, too many things go on in the night. And I don't think you've ever been a naked sleeper, have you?
There was a time period I was back at my other house for a while there. I was. It was just a lot of times, you know, I had a water bed. It was nice and warm. It was just comfortable. With the air conditioning running on the outside, the warm in the bed, it felt really nice. But it's not good if you got to get up and do it. But then I never had to get up. I wasn't a midnight peer. I would go to bed and not get up till the morning. I would sleep all the way through. So I wouldn't do that now because the dog's going out. I got to, and now you just wear clothes. So we got that going for you. So we have tickers, do we? All right, well, we got 8 minutes left.
We can shoot
talk.
The breeze.
What was there? I don't think there was anything.
In the news?
Worthy of chatting. Just stupid. I don't want to talk about politics. It's only going to get worse as we get closer to our stupid election. You know,
and that's going to be, God.
It's just so stupid. Everybody, let's have a debate. You're Satan. No, you're Satan. No, you're Satan. No, you're Satan. It's the same old bullshit. You know, you're both Satan. Fuck you both. That's what I want to say to the candidates. You know, I want my dog to be president. They would do a better job. A child could do a better job. Because you know what? Kids don't lie when they're really young. They'll be honest and tell the truth.
Why are we electing old men?
Because they're the ones that have taken all these years to get powerful and can do things.
Well, you know, remember Kennedy was only like 40-something.
In his 40s.
Yeah.
Which is not like young, but we've never had one that young ever since. And you know what? He was a crooked son of a bitch, though. You know? He never would have survived today's press scrutiny. Back then, the press respected and didn't pry into the president's lives. Now he would have been torn apart, Kennedy, if he was president today. He would have been impeached.
Oh.
They would have investigated because half his family is wrapped in the mafia.
Yeah.
And he would have been investigated. He probably actually would have got impeached. He's banging around with Marilyn Monroe. That would have got discovered.
And his brother, too.
Robert.
Yeah,
right.
She was.
There's no way they would have been in power. They would have been.
No.
They would, there's a whole different press out there now. It's like Don Henley's Dirty Laundry. They want Dirty Laundry to press.
Oh, I love that song.
They didn't really get into it back in those days.
But
they weren't into that.
That is the truth about.
In the 60s and stuff.
About media.
They were still kind of. Oh, these are. That's a president. You don't make fun of the president or say anything bad about him. That's the attitude the press had back then, pretty much. Those days are gone. Now they want to rip him to shreds.
There she is. Rachel, do you want to call?
International shout out to Rachel in Australia.
I know, Rachel. He does look embalmed.
He could be a zombie.
He can't even think straight. He can't walk straight. I don't know. Rachel, did you want to call in? I want to hear you. You had tried to call in.
Well, we did talk about Marilyn Monroe a little bit.
Yeah.
Because of the Kennedy connection.
Well, you know who got her out of trouble was Frank Sinatra. He paid the two thugs took her at one of those resorts where they all hung.
This is all a legend now, remember.
And, they took her into this, like, we'll say a hotel room, and they stripped her down, and they took all kinds of pictures of her, like, riding her like she was a pony. Really disgusting stuff. And then Frank Sinatra paid them off for the negatives.
You can make copies of negatives. You know.
It wasn't too much longer. She got dead.
Got dead. Got dead.
Yeah, we're talking Marilyn.
I don't know that's how it's spelled, but that's good enough.
She was kind of slutty, like, you know, slutty.
Sluts make the world go round. Nothing wrong with that.
I've seen her. She did a little 16 or 8 millimeter porno flick. I saw it online. You know, you can find everything now if you know how to manipulate the search engine.
Yeah.
I found her, and she's not blonde. And this guy's just kind of working her over.
How can you authenticate that?
Because you can tell it's her.
You know what? She doesn't have that many distinct features. There was a million chicks that looked like her. You watch the look-alike porn videos have been out ever since porn videos have been out, you know. So, all right. I guess, let's see, we have less than 5 minutes. So we should probably start wrapping the show up. We can't really do any more readings at this point anyway, folks. But thank you for joining us.
We'll have to party down tomorrow. It's been a week.
Well, you know.
But my son is coming home before he heads to Poland. I'll get to see him next week. I'm going to get him on this show so you can see. my sweet.
What are you talking about, Rachel?
What is she saying? Well, I don't have to see you. I know what you look like, Rachel. Go ahead, do an audio call.
Oh, nobody has to do any kind of.
I never turn the screen to the audio.
Well, yeah, and you never, ever, ever, ever have to. We just say Facebook Messenger. We're not saying you have to do a video. That's your preference.
Why is everybody so nervous?
Well, and it doesn't matter. But anyway, you women are all self-conscious. But typically, anyway, the audio is going to use a lot less bandwidth. So if we have some kind of connection problems.
She reincarnated? You think Marilyn would? Some medium said she reincarnated and was now a nun. So
maybe she got reincarnated into a robin. Or a housefly.
I guess they could.
I mean, why does everybody got to get... I don't get this shit.
No?
This reincarnation. Oh, in my past life, I was king. Maybe you were a freaking goat licker in the past life. You were freaking shoveling goat shit. Why is nobody ever... Everybody's past lives are always... incredibly great things, stories about. Really? Why nobody was a ditch digger in their past life? Yeah, imagine that.
Well, when I did those past life readings, they weren't anything special.
No, but there was a lot of action. Why is it somebody just past life, they just went, they farmed, they went to sleep, they farmed, they went to sleep, they farmed, they went to sleep. You know, that's what most of the population was doing back then.
Or
nobody was out with these adventures like they were fucking Robin Hood. I'm Robin Hood, you know, but on their past lives, they sure as hell were.
Yeah, but look at the history.
Oh, there you go. Rachel, we got
to
go.
We'll have to let her. Can you extend it? I want to hear her.
I hate you, Debbie.
Well, I hate you, too.
And then.
All right. So come on,
Rachel. Now, it is now or never.
But ring it.
It is now or never.
Yes. Yes, shall you? Yes, you shall.
Ring my bell. I typed it in because it's quicker than the audio.
I don't know how you... Oh.
You don't need to do anything. Just wait. Be patient. Just let her do what she will do. Let her do the voodoo that she do. Otherwise, you're going to cross paths and fuck it up. Don't do it. Don't do it. Wouldn't
Maybe
be prudent.
We should start calling you Blessed Sultan Jr.
Why?
Because you act like you know everything.
I know everything. I'm just saying don't get all jumpy. Just sit back and wait. That's all I'm saying.
Come on, Rachel. Ring us up.
That's right.
I don't know what that is. Okay, if you feel better, we could wait till tomorrow. I know Jim's antsy to get a new drink.
Well, I got to get up and drive to work tomorrow.
You still use that, what's it called, that Virgil gave you for drinking at work?
Oh, every day.
Do you?
That's my coffee mug. That bitch, it's a big bitch.
Is it?
Oh, I'm pretty sure I'm pretty sure it's a good 20-ounce mug because when I freaking... If I make a whole pot of coffee, there's just a little over half left. It's So, yeah. Well, that's a big bastard.
Yeah.
I do indeed. I've gone to meetings and I've had some people say, you know, I just can't take my eyes off your coffee cup. I was like, well, let me tell you about that. So, yeah. So, all right, folks, we're going to do the wrap.
Excuse me.
We shall be here tomorrow. 99% chance that
we'll be here
tomorrow. Well, 99%, we Deb.
We'll
I know. I know you. There's no 100% with any woman on this earth of anything, except that they're unpredictable. That is 100% true.
That what? We're
unpredictable.
And maybe that's what really loosens your screws.
No, that's
guys.
Not what loosens. That's why there's pubs and taverns and stuff like that, and men do men shit to get away from you crazy ass bitches. That's why.
Like golf and.
Well, no, women golf too, but yeah, you know, just stuff like that. That's a good example, I guess. And it's all right, Deb.
All right.
You pick the song.
All right, I want to hear Madonna.
Madonna.
Madonna. It's so over, so you better try. All right, everybody, on Blog Talk, you're listening, and you will join us tomorrow for Rebel Card Night.
Yeah.
Yeah, 7 p.m. Eastern, and 4 p.m. Pacific.
And international folks,
yeah.
Go on Google and figure out what time it is for you.
Take care, everybody. All right.